Firefighters lit a series of backfires today in and around Montana's Glacier National Park to divert a major blaze that's threatening park headquarters and nearby communities. Several hundred residents and park employees were evacuated last night as the fire advanced toward homes and a major highway. The fire is one of three currently burning in and near the park that have consumed some 50,000 acres. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold joins us now. Elizabeth, it's been a rather dramatic 24 hours there. Are firefighters making much headway?
Surprisingly, the answer is yes, Michelle. Temperatures here are in the high 90s. There's practically no humidity, high winds. Frankly, conditions couldn't be worse. But fire crews managed to head off one threatening flank of the fire last night and are holding it back today. What they're doing is using fire to fight fire. It sounds counterintuitive, but I watched it work quite successfully last night. Over the course of a few hours, the fire really started moving. It crested a mountain and started sweeping down the other side toward park headquarters and the main community here just outside of the park. What they did was what's called a burnout. They torched a drainage up above it, basically creating another fire and as much heat as possible to draft or suck the column of fire that was headed toward town in a different direction, and it worked. The fire changed course. Today, they're at it again using helicopters to drop fuel-filled ping pong balls to create strips of fire where they want to control it. You know, fire doesn't move forward on its own. The only way it really advances is if there's fuel, brush, and trees to burn, and if that's already burned off, the fire will simply lay down. So that's what they're trying to do all along this major corridor here near the park.
Elizabeth, this is normally the peak of the tourist season there. It's usually quite busy. Have the fires shut everything down?
Yeah, it's pretty spooky here. It's very smoky. It's very thick because the wind extends in some directions 100 miles. Most of the tourists have headed out. There's fire engines, water trucks, and heavy equipment parked at all the rafting resorts and next to boarded up huckleberry stands. And last night, most everyone was evacuated. The sirens went off and county officials knocked on everyone's doors and they advise you to leave, and if you don't want to leave, they ask you for your next of kin to be notified, which usually makes people have second thoughts about staying. So there's been a pretty palpable sense of danger in and around the park, Michelle, for about the last week.
And now this is just one of three fires burning. What are the other two?
Well, this is the Robert Fire. There's another even larger fire burning further north in and outside of the park called the Wedge Fire. It's about 6 miles from the Canadian border. A fire is currently burning in about a dozen western states. These are ranked number one and two, but there's a third, smaller complex of fires burning inside the park as well.
And as we are now in fire season, Congress is debating the president's Healthy Forest Initiative. Are these fires proof that some kind of legislation is needed?
It's an easy case to make, but it's not entirely accurate. There's widespread agreement that nearly 200 million acres of national forest is ready to burn, stuff that's accumulated because we've been putting out too many fires over the last century. That hasn't stopped us from continuing to try to put out fires. But some kind of national effort to thin forests is widely agreed to be necessary and is underway. The president's plan would limit appeals and lawsuits. It's based on the premise that litigation is what's holding up these thinning projects. But, you know, officials tell me these fires are in a different category altogether. Fire ecologists say current conditions have reached 100% probability of ignition, the worst it's been in the Northern Rockies in decades, and that even healthy forests, forests that have had a natural fire cycle and are not built up with debris, they'd burn just as hot and heavy. What they're talking about on Capitol Hill is long range, Michelle. It's not going to stop these kinds of fires from occurring this summer or the next. People who are most closely involved say, look, it took nearly a century to get into this situation. It's going to take nearly as long to get out of it.
There in West Glacier, what's the forecast? Will the firefighters get any help from Mother Nature?
They're getting a little help in terms of the wind. The wind has shifted, and it's now heading east, and so it's sort of pushing the fire back onto itself and away from the town. So yes, Mother Nature is really helping at this point, but, you know, the winds could switch tonight.
Elizabeth, thank you very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Elizabeth Arnold speaking to us from West Glacier, Montana.